Okay. And Putin has, he thinks it's double standards of the West to criticize the annexation of Crimea, but then they supported the independence of Kosovo. What do you think of that?
Yes, if you compare this two problems, Kosovo on the other side and Crimea on the other side, you can see that the different moral standards the American and the European side describes. And the background is they have only their own interests, and the interest is to encircle Russia, and the interest is to become more and more influence in Balkan area, in the area of Caucasus, in the area of Central Asia, in the area of Ukraine and its neighborhood.
So I'm going to move on to the next subject, which is the EU Parliament. We know that the EU Parliament published a report on human rights last year that you criticized. Why did you do that?
I think the background is that the Russian government decided to put out and to kick out this dubious international human institutes like Adenauer Institute and the institutes of Mr. Soros and so on, which are only their policy was only to destabilize the society in Russia and also in other countries. If you remember the background of the Orange Revolution, so-called Orange Revolution in Ukraine or in Serbia or in Georgia, you see that they are very, very clever to destabilize society. And so this was the background. I think that they had no more opportunities to mix in the internal affairs of Russia and to create groups, opposition groups, using as a power against the government and to destabilize the society in Russia.
Do you think human rights groups got involved in politics?
Yes, very clear, very
To create
open.
conflict?
Yes. And you look to the financing powers behind, you see that it is Soros, it is the Adenauer Stiftung, and so on.
Do you have any other examples of this?
Yes, you can see it, the same policy, you saw it in Egypt before the so-called Egypt Revolution. It was also the same in Northern Africa. And it's a very, very clever strategy. If you see the regime change in Ukraine, not actually, also before, in this Orange Revolution or in Georgia.
And how were your opinions met this time when you voiced this in the European Parliament? What did people, what the other politicians say?
Yeah, it is they think that they think and they say that I am stupid because they have the opinion that it is a justified and a human policy to do that. I think they believe their own policy.
And do you think human rights principles exist still around us in politics?
In which country you mean?
In geopolitics, do you think there are human rights principles that they exist?
No, they exist, but they exist all under the aspects of the political interests of America and the British or the French or the German side. So they definite the real human policy under the aspects of their own interests, not under the aspects of only of the human beings in these countries.
Do you think there's no neutral human rights
No,
agencies?
I don't believe that.
Oh, no. I'm going to move on to the next topic, which is unemployment in Europe.
Yeah.
What's the current situation with unemployment in the European Union?
As bad as 2 years before. We have a lot of unemployed young people in Portugal, in Greece, also in Spain or in Italy. And the unemployed rate in these countries is also for workers is about 20 or 25%, and young people about 50%. And I think this is a very explosive aspect of the societies in these countries. And if you look to the European policy, they have the instruments. It's called the common market. They should be able to find solutions against the problem of the unemployed people in these countries, but they are not able to to create a policy against the interests of finance markets and against the interests of banks. And this is the background where they are not able to bring work and economical development in these countries to fight against unemployment.
And what do you think the situation will be like in the next 5 or 10 years?
I think they will not be able to bring results. I'm absolutely sure, because the problems of the currency and of the finance markets is not solved. It is only put it in to an unknown point in the future, and the obligations of the countries grow up. If you see what the problem, financial problem of Ireland, for example, was, and you compare it with the actual problems, you see that they have more than 84 billions of euros more obligations, public obligations there than before. In the beginning of the crisis, the same you had in Greece or in Portugal. In the result, they have never found a solution for the economic problem there. They have no way to fight against unemployment. They have only served and solved the banks and the finance markets. Nothing more.
So you think it's going to get worse?
Yes.
Okay, I'm moving on to the next subject, which is Iran and the nuclear negotiations. What do you think of the talks between Iran and the West that's currently going on?
I think that Iran was very clever to keep their own position and to open the country for the inspectors, to show what they do, and to say very clear, we are in absolutely right if we try to find a peaceful use for nuclear power stations. And there is no military program, and to show that facts to the rest of the world, especially to the inspectors from Vienna, from the International Nuclear Observation Inspectors. And this, I think this was the right policy of Iran.
So there's never really been any proof that Iran is building a nuclear bomb. However, they have been hit by sanctions because of the fear that they are doing that. What do you think of that?
I think these sanctions were very unjust. It's like the sanctions they had before against Iraq. It was the same. If you remember to this open, wrong informations which Colin Powell gave before the second Iraq war to the Security Council in New York and the United Nations in New York, and to prepare the public opinion for a war against Iraq, they tried to do the same against Iran. And it was, I think it was good for Iran to stay in their clear position, to live with sanctions, but to inform the public in all over the world that all what's reported about Iran in this case, in this matter, is wrong. And thanks God, it worked.
And do you think the current talks between Iran and the West, are they fair, do you think?
I think that Iran is able to defend their own position very, very, very good. So I think it is, they were able also to live with the sanctions better than Iraq did before. And so I think they are able to. These sanctions are not justice, but they affect. They are unfortunately international accepted facts. But Iran was able to live with these sanctions better than the former neighbor state, Iraq.
And now they're hoping to have an agreement by July, the West and Iran. Do you think this is possible? What do you think the outcome?
I think it is possible, yes. Because they need Iran more and more as a partner and not as an enemy.
And what do you think of Iran being punished by countries that actually have nuclear weapons themselves?
Yeah, this is the same moral problem as you have in the, with the troop movies in Eastern Europe and on the border to Russia. Yes, it is the double standard of a moral double standard of Western policy if they try to keep their interest in this in all areas of the world. They in the same moment they have double standards. What they do is all the times is okay, is right, it is moral, and what the other side does is never moral, is never okay, is never justice.
I just want to know what you think of last year's NSA scandal. Mm-hmm.
It is completely unacceptable what the United States and the NSA especially did, and I think actually do, because I'm absolutely sure that they had changed nothing. Nothing. And the problem of the United States was not that the things they did. The problem was that the information came to the Western medias via Snowden. And you see also there this moral double standard to spy all over the world, but to say it is a fight against terrorism. Where was terrorism in Austria, despite all our SMS, emails, fax, and so on. Completely, the whole country, for 6 months. But there was no reaction from the Austrian government. All over the world, I think there will never any nation be to accept it in freedom, in a freedom society, that some institutions or countries like NSA or the United States spy your private mails, your private letters, your private SMS, your private phones. It is completely unacceptable. And it is not on the base of human rights. And it is not acceptable that they all the time say it is fight against terrorism. Which terrorism? The terrorism they organize by their own. So I think it is a very, very bad policy of so-called partners. You have a partner, and by the same time, you have the partner you spy against this country and also the governments of these partner countries, like the handy and the mobile phone of Mrs. Merkel. Terrible.
So you think this is still going on?
I think. I'm absolutely sure. Yes.
Do we need another scandal in the next 5 years to get revelations, or do you think they're onto it now more?
I think that the Americans will not accept that the rest of the world should say it is okay what you do. They are not able to see that they are wrong. Their moral standards are so bad and so low that they are not able to see that it is wrong what they do.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stadler, for doing this interview for Face to Face.
Thank you. Welcome.